All right, thank you, DJ Doug, for the intro. Welcome to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. Fun fact, when I joined Psyched Radio, I kept saying Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia for like the first month before I broke the habit. I was like, no, it's Bo's Veranda on Psyched Radio, San Francisco. But, you know, that didn't work out so well. Anyway, enough about that. We got a lot of jazz in the lineup tonight because that's just how it fucking worked out. I did not get that much good rock and roll music this week. I didn't find any, or maybe I was too lazy or whatever. But we're going to start this off. Actually, we're going to turn the volume down and get this queued up. Okay, there we go. Anyway. Yeah, this first tune is a dude named Kenny Dorham. Name of this tune's Aphrodisia.
Oh, yeah.
jazz, I suppose, but jazz adjacent, as I said. All right. Yeah, the first tune was Aphrodisia by Kenny Dorham, and we had Alive with Ghosts today. Number one, Chris Potter, Bill Frisell, Nate Smith. And that was Akusmi, is the name of the band. The name of that tune was Anima. And that last one was a little bit of Charlie Hunter with Snake Pit. Never seemed to get tired of Charlie Hunter for some reason. And he's got the most, like, interesting, you know, like, two bass strings. And is it four strings on the guitar? I'm not sure. Crazy looking guitar, too. Really is. Anyway. So that was jazz-ish set number one. And as we do on Genre Free Radio, we're going to play something completely different now and get more into some dub. And name of this artist is Carrie Brown. And name of this tune is Voltage.
Make it to paradise. Make it
That was Ziggy Marley and Jake Shimabukuro. And I did impress myself by typing that in without having to look at his name for once. With Make It Paradise, fun little island tune, as it were. You're listening to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. The first tune was Voltage. I'm not sure. That was like electronic dub or something, but it was too weird, so I had to play it. And then we had the Gay Lads, who a very old rocksteady group that I recently discovered. The name of that tune was Joy in the Morning. You can probably figure out what that's about. I had a girlfriend like that once. Anyway, then we had Fita Happia. Of course, that was Easy Star All Stars from their Radio Dread album, which is of course, reggae version of Radiohead's album OK Computer, and it's fucking amazing. Anyway, we're going to be neighborly and talk about what's happening at the Makeout Room right next to the studio here on 22nd Street in between Mission and Valencia. Fun fact, Radio Valencia has never actually been on Valencia Street. Hello. A rubber band just snapped in my face. I have a pop filter, and I use a rubber band to hold it on, and it just failed in dramatic fashion. That was fun. All the weird shit that happens on Radio Valencia. Anyway, tomorrow night is Happy Endings, because we could always use a happy ending. Writers perform on a shared theme of battle of adulation of an appointed committee. $10-$15, 7 to 9 p.m. And then Technologica residents Fiflo Elmero Garo Sondero. Wow, that's a mouthful. Latin Tech Italia House Free. Speaking of DJ gigs, our very own Moro, I'm not sure what his actual DJ name is, he is spinning this Friday at Asiento, which is on 21st and Bryant here in San Francisco. It's one of my favorite places in the city. I go there a lot. The food is killer. They make really good drinks if you're into the fancy drink thing, which, as I get older, I'm kind of exploring a little bit more, to be honest. But, yeah, it's a really cool space. There's an area to dance. I'm sure the tunes will be killer. The food's amazing. Everyone who works there is, like, really friendly. I'm friends with all of them, including the owner. It's where I have my big 50th birthday bash. So, yeah, that's happening this Friday at Asiento, 21st and Bryant in San Francisco. All right, we'll get back to the Makeout Room in a little bit. We're going to play more music now, because I don't like to talk as much as I used to on the radio. And we're going to play something completely different as we do. A little kind of more punky stuff. The name of this band is Sex Mex. And the tune is I Don't Want to Know.
I don't wanna know. I'm feeling it all day.
All right, I was on the fence about playing that one, but that worked out well, didn't it? That was Echoes of the Jungle by Funk Breaks. Listen to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. That first band was called Sex Mex. The name of that tune was I Don't Want to Know. Very plunky, in-your-face, kind of AM radio mix, that's for sure. And, of course, then that was Bad Religion with Change of Ideas, something that we need. And that was a Phantogram with Peking Duck. That little trippy kind of dancey thing was called Forever. Sometimes I get into that stuff. Gotta break it up, you know. Can't listen to Rush 24/7. That's why I started doing this. Anyhow, let's get back to being neighborly, shall we? Also, this weekend, Saturday, at the bottom of the hill is Val Holly and the Wanderers. They're a very cool, like, 50s cover rockabilly kind of band. Aaron Barrett is the front man. He's in a bunch of other very notable San Francisco bands around town, like Floating Goat and, shit, what's the name of that other one? It'll come to me. Very trippy sound they have. I've never seen him play live. It'll come to me. But yeah, he's playing at the bottom of the hill, which if you've never been to the bottom of the hill, you should definitely go before it closes at the end of the year to get demoed for billionaire, you know, housing projects and shit. It's a very old storied venue, bottom of the hill. It's been around for many, many years. I've seen tons of shows there. I saw G Love Sands Special Sauce there. That was the first time back in the 90s. And saw the Reverend Horton Heat with the Surfer Jets. I saw Emily Palin, Nitrous M1. That was an amazing show. Anyway, bottom of the hill. Very sad it's going away. Why can't some billionaire get like interested in music and save a music venue? You know, like just throw us a bone, you know, or pay some taxes. How about that? Anyway, Wednesday night at the Makeout Room. Guarjan, 9-piece band performing popular Cuban music, tropical jazz, good island vibes, Caribbean. 6:30 to 9:30. That sounds cool. I have to work Wednesday, sadly. Thursday, Soulfinger, moody organ-driven soul, followed by Ron Wild, 60s R&B, soul and funk, presented by DJ Tonearm. Not a bad name. I wonder if he's only got like one arm or something. That would be like, it'd be a little harder to DJ with only one arm. Well, that's Thursday. I could swing by on my lunch break and peek in, give you the lowdown on DJ Tonearm. It's 6 to 10, and then Pillow Talk with DJs Yesterly, Midnight Boogie, Deep Funk, Soul Jazz. This is next door at the Makeout Room on 22nd Street in San Francisco between Mission and Valencia. All right. And I think Robin Hitchcock is playing this Thursday at the Chapel. Can't make that one either. Gotta work. But Robin Hitchcock I saw at the White Chica Festival many years ago. And the guy's just this great kind of guitar player, storyteller, incredibly charismatic, very funny thing that you just have to experience it. So if you're looking for something to do Thursday night, I believe it's this Thursday at the Chapel, Robin Hitchcock with his full electric band. All right, we're going to get on with it, as it were. Vamos. And get into some kind of more jazzy acoustic stuff, or guitar stuff at any rate. Told you this is going to be a very jazzy show. And this song is by someone relatively new on the scene, Eleonora Strino. I think she's only got like one album out, and maybe this EP or something, but this is a beautiful tune. And got some Pat Metheny coming up and some other stuff too. So yeah, enjoy this tune, La Campana di Vetro.